Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm just frickin' interested to see what they're going to try next. It's also the 10th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And really, just a beautiful day. No chemtrails yet. Let's see what we're going to get into here. White House immigration plan would steer new migrants into college jobs. You know, the ones that us Americans don't want, and we're sure going to get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, White House immigration plan. This is one that they were working on the other day. You know, they sit down, they're working out another plan for us. Would steer new migrants into college jobs. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order Hayter for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. The White House draft immigration plan includes valuable border security reforms. So see how they open this bullshit up? This is when they're opening the knife and getting ready to cut your fucking throat. But it also shifts the migrant inflow from blue-collar jobs towards white-collar college jobs. So sharpening the workplace competition for a wide range of American graduates. And I told you, we told you back when this fucking Carnival Barker was running for head CEO of the monarchy. This is what they're coming for you next. But all you white collar people that went out there and you went and you voted your straw man corporation. Well, we told you back then we were going to be here to say, we told you so. Stupid. The bill would neither increase or reduce total illegal immigration. Now, increase total immigration, illegal immigration. I mean, what the hell is legal or illegal immigration anymore? Again, that's what's lawful and unlawful. And all of it's unlawful. Every fucking one, everyone that's came here, I mean, it's unlawful. It is a removal of property from the American national without due process of the law. And they never had no goddamn authority to do it. Our servants never had such authority. Now at roughly 1.1 million per year. That's the legal ones. Don't forget about where they're saying what, 2 or 3 million illegal ones. Well, is there illegal, legal, illegal, shit, unlawful, alien invaders per year, but it would relocate green cards. Now, this is where it gets really fun. For family chain migrants, such as immigrants' parents, adult children, and siblings, towards merit-based, quote, slots for immigrants with the job skills most sought by U.S. employers. And it's not just the job skills. It's the low-wage, high-tech job skills they're talking about. What we're doing in this plan is we're working on keeping the number of the same, a senior White House official said Tuesday. We're just changing the composition because, see, they've done got everybody else fucking dirt ass fucking poor. If you're working what used to be a blue collar job, you could buy a house, you could buy a piece of property, you could buy you could have a car, you can even have a new car or a pickup or whatever you wanted. That was a blue collar job in this country. And they've destroyed that. They've taken that fucking away from us through this fucking illegal invasion that this illegal fraudulent corporation has sponsored with its illegal international partners in the international corporate mafia. We're changing composition, quote. We've been playing around with it to figure out how you build something that really works for America. Listen to this. No, what really works for the handful of son of a bitches that have been thieving from us since day one of this fucking country? What really works? How can bringing in college grads from other fucking countries to drive the wages down, to take the jobs of American nationals? See, they're going to hire that foreigner because they don't have to pay Social Security. They don't have to pay goddamn income tax. They don't pay shit. And they just and then they'll pay them a substandard wage. I mean, $15 an hour for what you're getting $40 an hour for now. This is what this means. And mark my words this day. The official, we've been planning around, playing around with your fucking life, with it to figure out how you build something that really works for America. This really works for America, huh? Not the United States, but America. See, this is the North American zone in the New World Order they're talking about. The official said, according to Politico, the number one goal is that is to make sure that we're not bringing in low-skilled labor. No, you've done wiped out the fucking blue-collar people. You put them into poverty. You've made it so that a blue-collar worker just works from fucking dusk till dawn, 6 to 7 days a week, and for a roof over their head and fucking food. That's called slave fodder, and that's called slavery, you sons of bitches. The proposed deal, and you know it, white-collar, look what's coming for you. The proposed deal is being cautiously supported by the Federation of American Immigration Reform, Politico reported. Federation of American Immigration Reform Incorporated. See, they're trying to figure a way to keep their fucking stealing going and up their stealing without the people getting, I mean, the people just keep waiting for, I'm going to be defend myself. You better, you're going to defend yourself when they're on your fucking doorstep, huh? Well, this is just like the rest of it. Let's look at it. The American people expect a plan that addresses chaos at the border and moves the nation to an immigration model that emphasizes a skill over bloodlines. And R.J. Howman, government relations director of FAIR, that's an acronym, who has been in touch with the White House, Jared Kushner and his team, understand, Jared Kushner, you know, our ruler from fucking over there in Israel, the one that's really ruling this fucking country, the one that has his hand up his father-in-law's ass, working his jaws. Jared Kushner and his team understand this, and we're encouraged by what we've heard this week. However, any shift from blue-collar migration to white-collar, blue-collar, I mean, remember how this started out. Remember the game they've played with you. It started out just farmer, because we don't want to, Americans don't want to do those jobs. And now it's the fucking every blue-collar job. Everywhere you fucking go, every blue-collar job. Why? Because they'll fucking work for less. And it'll keep getting less the more of them you pump in here. to white-collar migration will increase job competition for American graduates. This is a good thing, right? Said Mark Kirkgren, the director of the Center of Immigration Studies. The plan, if it goes into effect, would lessen the pressure on blue-collar workers. Oh, there ain't none left. There ain't none left that speak English anyway. There's no American nationals left in those jobs. But it would almost certainly up the wage pressure on middle-class white collars, because they're talking about admitting hundreds of thousands of higher-skilled graduates every year. There will be lots and lots more graduates from universities in India and China and Nigeria who are going to be directly competing with young people from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and Atlanta and Chicago and L.A. That means the whole country, people. In 2018, many GOP candidates lost when upper income suburbanites, I guess is the word, switched to Democrats. The sketchy outline of the bill suggests it will boost the annual award of green cards directly to graduates from roughly 50,000 to 250,000. So you went to college, man. You went and got the loans out of your parents, saved up the money all their fucking lives to put you through college. Now some son of a bitch from another country is going to come and take your fucking job. You ain't going to get no job. Well, you get a job when you're willing to work for what they'll fucking work for. When you get that down to $15 an hour for the people that are getting paid $40, $50 an hour for, you know, because they got a goddamn degree in engineering or what might have you. You're going to work for fucking $15 an hour, and you're going to find out what it's like to be down here with the rest of us. On top of the family migrants who hold college degrees, he said. Right now in L.A., for instance, immigration is now skewed pretty heavily towards less skilled workers, but the emphasis will shift and there will be a lot more competition for 21-year-old American college graduates trying to get a job. And this is what you voted for your kids, too, you dumb fuckers, you Trump-tards. Competition also may be greater for older mid-career graduates because young Americans are relatively cheap to employers. A middle-aged white-collar American graduate is much more expensive to employ than a desperate young graduate of a college in Bangalore, India. What do you think, people? You think they're because they're making America great? We're going to make America great for a handful of us who are going to be the masters of the slave population. You're going to compete with some son of a bitch from India. This country belongs to you, dumbass. This is not. I mean, they call it democracy. This ain't fucking democracy. You think the majority of the people that are in this country, the American nationals, would want to have less money or to compete with fucking foreigners for fucking work? Even in the communist system they've set up?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I've been saving this thing they call a IRA or 401k or some crap, and I was thinking at 65 I could take, you know, something, like some monthly amount or something.
Mm-hmm.
And no. I mean, it's 70 and a half now.
How old are you?
Well, I'll be 65.
I thought the retirement age was... Would they raise the retirement age from 62 for our generation? Last time I heard for the baby boomers, it was 62.
That's for Social Security. But you can't take your 401k until you're 70 and a half without severe penalties or what, you know, penalties plus paying...
So what you've been paying in for is a nice funeral?
Yeah. you can take it if you want to get stuck in the ass with a huge fucking fine. Then you can take it. You're going to lose your ass, but you can take it then.
Yeah, but I thought you could take it at 65. I kind of been waiting, you know, thinking I'm at 65.
Well, that's
you
when
can, people... but you're going to lose your ass.
Well, has it always been that way?
Yes, it has. That's because they love you, Charlie. That's because you've worked hard all your life. You've earned it, buddy.
I'm trying to get the money so I can pay the IRS. I owe them $4,000, and I was thinking I could take out of my 401k to pay the bastards. No.
Hmm, man. And you think about, you're 65. You think about the dollars you paid in. When did you start working? How old were you?
Oh, shit, 15. You know.
Yeah. Me, I was 14.
But you, hey, Charlie, man. Didn't Charlie, if you drop dead, you don't have to pay him.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Maybe that's what I...
The bottom line is, you think about how much them dollars were worth that you started when you first started paying in. As the inflation came along, you know, it got bigger, and you paid a lot more in, but it wasn't worth no more. But you think about
I mow a yard, an acre yard, all day long for $2. You know, and I'd save that money, or I'd skip. My parents would give me 25 cents for lunch money, and I would not eat to save that fucking quarter.
And now this is what you, hey, this is the American dream. This is what you get when you let a fucking corporate aristocracy take over. They want the fucking lint out of your pockets. And then they want your clothes. Because nothing belongs to you. They had no right to tax you for any fucking kind of money you made. You're not a fucking corporation. But that's how they do it, through that straw man corporation. That's why they claim they can tax you. But like, you know, Katie comes on and brings up they had to leave it out because it's completely illegal. When the Constitution was written, there was it's just they had the right to tax. They had the right to tax fucking industry, to corporation or businesses. But it was just what you went out and made on your fucking own with your labor, that was fucking yours. And just like your home, I'm sure you pay monstrous fucking land taxes that could never be. But this is the coup de grace I'm talking about here, that we're in this article here.
But the something else strange is that $4,500 I owe the IRS, I had to pay it on my credit card. And then I go to the bank and I get, you know, arranged to... They won't let me take the 401k, and so I agree to borrow until I'm 70 and a half. I'll borrow and pay it. You know, the 5 years is the maximum.
And you got to pay it back with interest.
Yeah, so 4,500 is 100. Yeah, you're paying interest, you know.
To borrow your own fucking money. Only in America. Hey, man, we got this. I mean, every once in a while you got to do it.
USA! 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 USA!
I got to pay $100 a month for that loan. But anyway, the strange thing is, I'm going down to the bank to pay that credit card bill, and it's not on there anymore. It disappeared. So now they're going to give more penalties. I don't know what their scheme is, but it's not on the credit card. It's like it never happened.
Wow.
The transaction never existed.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you on that.
It was $500 plus $200 was a charge to a company that used the credit card to pay the IRS. And so now it's disappeared.
Charlie, what tax year are you paying that $4,500 back for?
2018. This last one, April 15th at midnight, I got it. Finally got it in there, which is something I wasn't expecting because – all I made was Social Security plus unemployment and some sick pay, and it was like maybe, I don't even know how much, maybe $30,000, and they'd taken $4,500 tax. So. Okay.
Well, Katie wow. could have told you how to avoid that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you can still amend that return.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, because they're all of a sudden that disappeared, that charge has disappeared. So, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, go back in and amend that return. Get a 1040X and fill it out right. And, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail, people that are filing correctly. So it's not just like, oh, you know, you amend it and you get your money back. Uh-uh. No, they do a deficiency on you, give you a penalty charge and all kinds of bullshit.
Social Security is Social Security money, so I've already got a notice that they're going to cut off my Social Security. So, you know,
they're so criminal.
Yeah.
That's why we're at the point where we understand that there is no law to protect us from them. The only thing we can do is shoot the bastards. Because
you have
everything.
A duty to do that.
Huh?
You have a duty to do that.
Goddamn right you do. These son of a bitches, there is no law. But you got to understand what, you know, what they have done is I've got them a gang. This corporate mafia has got them a gang of goddamn Blackwater USA fucking enforcers for their crime, to enforce their crime on you. And
yeah, so, you know, Jeff Bezos, I'm sorry, Henry, I didn't mean,
that's
Jeff
all right.
Bezos, you know, he made $11 billion last year. He's not going to pay shit in taxes, Charlie. So if that makes you feel any better.
His ex-wife's going to get it, though.
Hey, Charlie, you're in Texas, so am I. Have you heard anything about, I just heard a little blurb on the car radio about an income tax in Texas. Somebody wants to, like, put it in the Constitution where it can never happen. Do you know what's going on with that? Is somebody trying to, make a state income tax or something?
Yeah, they do that every year to make you think, you're getting away with something. Make you think, oh, at least we don't have a state income tax, you know, so you think you're, it's just professional wrestling.
Oh,
that's a good analogy.
Okay, yeah.
But the latest thing is that I have farm exemption, you know, usually I tell people, I say, look, you know, I would rather lose $1,000 than to give the damn government one penny. That's my, you know, I don't want to make money that I got to pay, even give a penny. I'll lose everything before I give anything to the government. And that's my investment plan.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to pay these son of a bitches. It was all supposed to be ran on fucking tariffs, which is the only thing they didn't do. They gave, I mean, just like with NAFTA, CAFTA, and GATT, they paid corporations to move their factories out of this country. We paid. Out of that goddamn money they took out of your check, you paid to move corporations out of your country over to China for the fucking multi-zillionaire, for the corporate aristocracy who's behind all this. There isn't one goddamn thing legal about it. In fact, it's all unlawful, period.
Yeah, before September 11th, maybe in the 80s, I wrote a letter to Saddam Hussein saying, if you're going to bomb somebody, come bomb the IRS building. You know, I sent a letter in writing to me.
No wonder, no wonder they don't like you.
You want us on your side?
A buddy of mine, they've been paying a rent on Guantanamo Bay for, shit, 50 years, whatever. It was since the Bay of the Pigs kind of thing. You know, that Guantanamo Bay, they pay a check to old Castro every year. And a friend of mine, yeah. he was an ex-Vietnam vet. And he wrote Castro a letter and asked him if he'd send him that check, because he don't cash him no-how.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Huh. It cost $1 million a year per prisoner at Guantanamo. A normal prison's $100,000 a year.
I don't know. It was a huge amount that we pay Cuba for Guantanamo Bay to rent to lease it. It was a lease that was forced upon them. And Castro, I mean, it was at the time there was it was some news came out and told that he'd never cashed one of those checks. So Joe wrote him a letter and told him that, you know, he was a Vietnam vet and they'd fucked him over and done him dirty. Would you send me that check so I can cash it? Let me have that money?
Yeah. That's really cool, yeah.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to talk about something real quick. Do you mind?
Go ahead, brother.
Amazon, Jeff Bezos just announced today, you know, he's got one of the largest trucking companies in the world. You know, he's huge, right?
Yeah.
One man, okay? Amazon, one man owns it, Jeff Bezos. He just announced today that he plans on, he's going to open up AmazonFreight.com. He's going to undercut he's not going to take a profit on anything he moves.
Yeah.
He's gonna undercut. This is what he does. This is what he does. This is how he got so big. He's gonna undercut everybody in the trucking company, in the trucking business. He's gonna load all the freight now in his trucks, and whatever he loads, he'll take a loss or not take a profit, just to gain a foothold, make sure that everybody else is locked out, and eventually will go broke. That's his plan. That's his game plan.
Well, yeah, just like George Soros, you know, said openly, he planned to break our currency, and you know, fucking to take to bankrupt us. set it right on nationwide TV, and then puts $1 million into Fergadisho there in Missouri. And you know, just they make these statements right out there. I mean, just like the guy the other day, we're formulating a communist revolution in the United States, and you know, blatant in your face, sedition and treason. Go ahead.
So he's gonna undercut everybody by 25-30% now and load the freight. And by the way, he's only got dry vans. He doesn't have any reefers, so I don't know what he's gonna do about that, but. There's about four or five carriers out there with 25,000 trucks or more. That's even Walmart is, you know, isn't as big as Jeff Bezos.
That's the same gang plan like Rockefeller and Standard Oil. They took over all the
country. This one Jew is worth
I got big news on that.
This one man is worth $160 billion. This one man.
Talking about Amazon, do y'all remember the prime airplane, the 767, and went down in Texas at the, it crashed there in Anahuac Bay.
Yep.
You remember?
Yep.
Okay. I found out yesterday, my daughter knows a pilot he listened to the voice recorder. And I haven't seen it in the news. Maybe somebody else have. But what happened was that captain committed suicide. He had a divorce. And... The jump seater had him by the neck trying to pull the plane up. He had the plane pushed straight to the ground.
Oh, man.
And they were able to wrestle it was 45 degrees straight down, and then they wrestled it back to like 30, but it was too late. Didn't have time. But it was suicide.
Wow.
You don't see that in the news, do you?
I'm going to have Laura look that up. It'll be on the trenches if there's a story out there. She's looking it up right now.
He probably looked at his visa bill and couldn't find the IRS payment.
No, but that, you know, he worked the same company as me and my daughter did, and we knew the guy.
Well, I tell you what, I got no suicide in my blood. I mean, these son of a bitches, I ain't going to just kill myself because they fucking what they've done to me. That ain't how it's going to work. I'm going to fucking kill them. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, like you said, that's our duty. And we can sit down. See, you're never going to hear this shit discussed anywhere but here, because they could not sit down and face to face. I would give anything to sit down with that judge Napolitano, and just sit there with the goddamn Bill of Rights and just sit there. And how is this possible, judgy? But see, that's why they're taking out the internet as we speak. Because the people have figured out, and we're talking about it with one another. And where's a whole son of a bitching lot of us, man. And this thing is going to happen.
I was at this repair shop, and I was telling the guy about you and everything, because he's 75, and he's complaining how his property tax. I thought the property taxes quit when you get 65. Oh, no, it gets worse. And he kept complaining, you know, and I said, well, he couldn't figure out a solution. I said, the solution is a shotgun. And he goes, oh, no, uh-uh, you know. And there was another woman in there at the same time at this parts place, and she was, you know, a badass tax collector, because we were talking about the new farm exemption thing, you know, that to get not have to pay the sales tax, that you had to jump through some more hoops, and it's something new coming up in December. But anyway, he's, oh, no, you couldn't do that. So I didn't tell him it was his duty, but.
Yes, we can. Think about what they said it was 3% of the population back in 1775. And this ragtag band of raggy, goddamn low-life fucking subjects, they take the English Empire, you kidding me? But they found out fucking different, didn't they? And I'm telling you, we're not that ragtag bunch of fucking hillbillies and shit. I mean, you're talking about the largest army on planet Earth. I'm telling you, everybody's sick of this shit. Everybody I talk to is fucking sick of this shit. And they're ready to fucking do it. I mean, everybody's come to the realization, you have to do it. You have to do it, or you might as well get down on your fucking knees right now and let them both blow your brains out. Or else accept that you're going to be a slave. Go ahead, brother.
You know, it's just like what Charlie just said. You know, that is the problem. When you know, like me, when I try to tell people, man, there's no way out of this except for a hot bullet. There's no other way. Oh, no, we need a peaceful solution. We need to try to talk to them. There's no talking. You know, when you sit here and you just realize that these are the very same people who have stripped everything away from us, and you think these very same evil SOBs are going to give it back? Or you think they're going to put that? You think they're going to realize their wrongness, what they have done to us, and be like, oh, we're so sorry. You know, we're going to give you back all your freedoms. No, we're going to have to fight for it.
You goddamn right.
That's why I call people cowards, man. I'm sick of people, and I'm sick of people just walking around with their, you know, their tails between their legs. They act like they've never even been in a fight before in their lives, man. Sometimes it is so demoralizing that it's not even funny.
I hear you, brother, and you're absolutely correct. But there is a peaceful solution. You see, they're going to be, after you blow their face off, they're going to be laying there and they're going to be so peaceful. At any rate.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, I just said exactly.
Oh, right.
That's the only way we're going to be at peace and have peace is to shoot them in there and just shoot them. That's the only way. There's no other way out of this.
You goddamn right. That's the only way. And I mean, they're making it abundantly clear to us. I mean, with this article I'm reading, you know, bringing in, we've wiped out your fucking lower middle class and made them you're working poor or fucking goddamn peasant level now. And now we're coming after the fucking middle class. The middle class that put that sorry lying son of a bitch into a fucking office because they're too fucking stupid to fucking to say, I mean, to say, oh, he's a carnival barker. I mean, they rejected Romney, I mean, big time because of Bain Capital because they knew, well, that's not, he shipped all of our jobs, our factories. But then they turn around and embrace Donald Trump, an international fucking real estate mogul, a thieving son of a bitch that fucking wants slave labor as bad as the rest of them. Everybody stay right where you're at, and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Around for no help down the way.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific time. Of course, that was Nazareth. Expect no mercy and expect none. This shit does not stop until we stop it. You see, people, you got to understand. They brought the Admiralty. It was the dreaded Admiralty Courts of the 1775. I mean, it was a bigger part of it as the guns. The fact that they would take you into the king's fucking court as a fucking subject and you owned nothing. You thought you came to a new world and you hacked out what you hacked yourself out of living. You hacked yourself out some wealth. But the king fucking, people found out that, well, the king's telling you, you're subjugated. Turn the fucking wealth over to him. He wants it. And that's when they said, no fucking way will we be subjugated. What belongs to us belongs to us. And then we're listening to Charlie talk about if he wants to tap into his 401k, he's got to be 72 fucking years old. He does it earlier than that. He'll be borrowing his own money from the fucking gangsters that aren't even supposed to exist in this country. It is supposed to be the Congress that's supposed to allocate the money and then have the money printed. Not printed, but fucking made it our mints out of gold and silver, debt free. And everything that belongs to an American national belongs to American national, and there was no way that any government could fucking take it from an individual. Well, the only way that your property could ever be in jeopardy is if somebody had a lawsuit against you, or through a civil crime that you committed, and it would have had to been an individual. Not a government, and a government official could not fucking do it. Being a government official was lower than being an individual. That's what people aren't getting. We're supposed to be, we are the goddamn authority in this country. And this ain't gonna stop until we reassert our authority. And take these son of a bitches out and fucking hang them. And then with that nuclear arsenal that they forced us at gunpoint to pay $5.5 trillion back in the 50s and 60s to pay for that son of a bitch, then we're going to make them give our goddamn money back to us, or not our money. We want our fucking wealth back. We want our gold back. We want everything you fucking stole from us back. We're going to fucking nuke you. Anyway, then we found out that the airplane crash. I wonder how that paid out to the insurance. I wonder if the insurance companies, what did they say happened to that flight, by the way, Charlie?
It went into the bay and just evaporated.
They didn't give no official cause that the
No, I haven't heard yet.
What flight? Do you know what flight number it was? She's been trying to look that up. Do you know what flight number it is?
If you just look up, I'll find it. I looked up the 767.
What'd you say?
Crash. 767.
She
crash.
Said she thinks she found it. Never mind. So we'll get that up. But here we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, you had several articles posted. You know, it was the hot news for a few days.
Yeah, yeah. She says she found it. Well, that's very interesting. Where were we? Well, we started on this article and we got into a conversation.
Think about, yeah, my 401k, I can't borrow even to pay them.
Oh, man. Man, oh man. It's just theft. That's all it is, people. I mean, is it an added tax? I mean, here, save for your retirement. And like you said, they're going to take your Social Security to pay a tax? Really? Boy, Texas ain't what it used to be.
If you don't pay the IRS, they stop your Social Security.
No, God, no.
You're
wow.
Delinquent on your income tax.
Wow. I've got what age? I mean, 65. Is it for? Is it, that's your retirement age, or you could retire at 62?
No, it's 62 and a half. I think I got it the first day. Maybe it's 62, but I mean, I made a big deal about getting that money just as soon as. I mean, you could apply 6 months before the actual date you get it.
Uh-huh.
And I was the first in line on the first minute, the day that. And it was funny that, because I talked to some other people my age and saying, I wondered, what am I going to get? And they said, oh, you're going to get $1,700. Everybody's getting $1,700 a month. I said, no, no, that can't be right. And so when I went in there that first day, she got at the desk. She spent about 30 minutes looking at all these computers and calculating and everything. And then she wrote down on a small piece of paper, like hiding it as a secret.
Uh-huh.
And she put it up, you know, bulletproof window, and she put it up there to the window. $1,700, you know, I about cracked up.
That was amazing. That was, I tell you, that was been a lot of years ago. My mom's been dead for quite a while, but after my dad died, you know, she had to go because she had been on getting his Social Security, and she hadn't turned 65 yet, so, you know, she had to, she finally had to go get her Social Security, you know, whatever it was, to straighten it out. And that's the only time I've ever been in a Social Security office, and I walked in there, and I said, man, 2-inch fucking plexiglass, man, everywhere. It was like, I seen jails not that secure, but I can see why. You know, you're fucking that old. You ain't got a whole lot to lose. And that's why it's going to be us old people that are going to fucking, that's going to have to start this thing off. Because,
they even have their own restroom, you know, employees only, you know, and there'll be one other one for the Gorium.
This place I went into was just like a little hallway kind of thing. It had benches, and then there was a door, and that's the first time I ever seen a combination lock on a door in a public building. And I was like, wow, man. I go, then I looked at that plexiglass and that little thing, you know, where you could slide papers through. I mean, it was like worse than a jail. And I just said, you guys would really be scared. I guess I can see why. You're screwing these old people. They got nothing to lose, man.
You should go to the federal building.
I have been to federal buildings. Oh, man. When I first started doing the law thing here in Klamath Falls, man, I mean, when you go to court, it was just, you know, it was just a little circus. You come up there and act like you're a Mickey the Dunce, if it's anything serious, you got your fucking liar, your attorney, your twister, who's going to have lunch with the fucking judge when it's all over with. They're both going to get their cut of your money, and you shouldn't even be there. And but by the time I got finished going to them courts, man, I ain't shitting you. When I come there, there'd be the U.S. United States license plates on both sides of the fucking of the street, clear down like a block of them. And you go in there, and the whole fucking side walls, they were all these suits, these federal son of a bitches. They lined the goddamn walls, and they were wanting little kids and shit. And I just laughed. I said, goddamn, you people they're scared. They're scared right now. They know what they've done, and they know that the people have figured it out. They just, it's just like you're talking about the guy you told, you know, you take a shotgun to him. I'm telling you, that was a no-brainer back just in my dad's time. They would have never tried this shit with him. He would have fucking shot him in a second. It was about 1979, 78, 79 is when they took the last of the common law courts out of here. The Superior Court, and then all you had was the Federal District Court, you know, the District Courts, the District Court, this, and then the State District Courts, districts. That's what, because in 1984, that's when they got rid of all the charters, the town charters, the county charters, the state charters, and everything turned into a district within the District of the District of Columbia, a corporation subcontractors. That's all in the fuck the states are. That's all the county is. That's all the local, what used to be a municipality is. They're all just subcontractors. It's all fucking completely fraudulent. Fraudulent to the core, and it's a fraud easily proven. That's why they have to have a fucking, that corporate army. That's why they have, that is the standing army we were warned about. Blackwater USA. Ain't a one of them son of a bitch has got the authority to tell you anything or ask you a question.
Yeah,
and they know,
you know
it.
You can you can take your guitar case and change it into a shotgun case.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Oh, man.
A shotgun will spray way more lead than a machine gun.
Yeah, yeah, they will. I mean, it's just like, you know, we talked here one week. We were talking about taking that, shoot the suit. That's the ones you want. You want to shoot the suit. They're going to send you plenty of fucking brown-faced, the Pope's little brown army in for cannon fodder. But what you want's the suit. You want to get, once you get those suits, running these little fuckers out of here ain't going to be no problem. They will be booking ass as soon as the suits disappear, because as soon as they, As soon as they lose their command structure, they're just fucking, they're just like they were back when the last three times we whipped their ass out of this country. They know it. I mean, when they'll go this far to what I'm reading you here to tell you they're doing this to you. I mean, these are the people, I mean, they're talking to the fucking last of the middle class in this country. They're talking about what to bringing you down to what a blue collar worker used to be. I mean, they're good. Like I heard it the other day, 15 to one like that. It was a Honduran on his way up here. I'm an international worker. Yeah, I paid $2,000 to come here, and I still owe them $6,000 for bringing me up here. But I got it. He wasn't even across the fucking border yet, Charlie, and he had a job guaranteed for what? $15 an hour. That's just going to be the wage. That's what all slaves are going to get. Once they get that established, then they'll just start cutting that because they'll fucking own you then. People will go out and say, I mean, you can go sell your gun for a loaf of bread. You better use that son of a bitch. People had better start doing something. And I tell you, I'll tell you what our grandfathers would have done, what they did. Because my grandfather on my mom's side, he fought in those fucking Union wars and burning down houses and fucking murdering people. It wasn't nothing. That's why, I mean, it was a war and they understood it. And it's a fucking war on us right now. But the people aren't getting it. And well, I won't say that either. Because, I mean, I talked to the blue, so-called blue collar workers who are working for this, the same wage that was a starting wage at a fucking McDonald's when I was a kid. When you come down to what the money's actually worth, what that petrodollar's worth, they understand it. They understand that they're working and they can't get nowhere. They're doing skilled labor, and they can't get nowhere. Skilled labor, fuck that. It don't matter. It's just like this shit here. I want to finish this because it does talk about how they're lesser, but and the reasoning behind it. If the new system were to give immigrants some points for having already worked in the United States, that would create an enormous incentive to come in here on some kind of temporary work permit. And work here to get, green card points. It would perpetuate the endangered servitude element of many of our guest worker programs. So they're coming here as endangered servants. I mean, it's all blatant. They're telling you now. This ain't me talking out in the whole conspiracy theory. This is them telling you. That's speculation, he added. Currently, at least 500,000 foreign graduates are using temporary work permits to work U.S. jobs, often at very low wages. Their goal is to use the jobs to get green cards from the federal government, usually via the H-1B visa program. Nationwide, at least 1.5 million non-immigrant foreign graduates are using temporary permits to work in U.S. jobs. You see, this is what I'm talking about. The fucking rich in this country are such a small proportion of the people. They're fucking a huge fucking armed population. And they fucking think, and they've hired them a fucking private army to stand between them and the people that they're fucking stealing from. And you hear them, in another article, you hear and the business interests and the businesses lobbying for this and the corporations lobbying for this. Well, of course they are. But it's all fucking fraud. From the top to the bottom, from the meaner maid to the president, every fucking bit of it is fraud. And it is not only our right, it is our duty to shoot those motherfuckers out of this country, to punish them in such a way that no one will ever try it again. But we got to do it. We can't just talk about it. We got to fucking do it. The population helps reduce wages. Listen, the population helps reduce wages for American graduates because it is twice the yearly college output of American graduates with degrees in healthcare, business, science, engineering, software, agriculture, and design careers. In addition, employees have won green cards for roughly 50,000 graduates each year for more than 20 years. So 50,000 of your jobs. You work a job all your life and you save the money to put your kid through college. And he goes and actually gets a real degree like in engineering or science or shit like that. And now, it's going to be, no, Raul from fucking India, he's going to get the job with a lesser education from a lesser college. because he'll do it for fucking nothing. That the idea is to get it down to a big wage in this country after the dollar has been inflated till what was $3 is now $15 equals $3 when I first started out is what it comes down to. And they want it less than that. They want $10 to be the big wage, and that'll be just about enough. Well, like hell, you can't even be able to put a roof over your head with $10 an hour, and everybody goddamn well knows it. But if the whole family, if the, you know, like these Mexicans, they'll move 20 of them at a time into one fucking apartment. You wouldn't believe it. That they'll have 20 of them, there'll be 20 of them working to get, to, 20 of them working, 20 workers to get a roof over their head and fucking a burrito and a bowl of beans a day. Because that's what those son of a bitches will, that's what they'll settle for. The reason we've always had more is because we wouldn't settle for less. And then, you know, and then you find out how it's all been done to you. How they, you, they've already declared you subjugated. They've declared they can do any fucking thing they want. And this is a corporation. And like I said, I heard one of them the other day, that I think it was that Napolitano, saying, well, corporations don't have to obey the Bill of Rights. You want to fucking bet, buddy? That is the supreme law of the land. And you just can't fill out some paperwork and turn it into the government, which serves you, and to remove your rights. Those rights cannot be removed. There's no such power can exist within the boundaries of this United States. And they goddamn well know it. But to see, it's coming out. I mean, we're getting out. I mean, as hard as it is and as hard as the fight is, we're getting out. People are, because now why are they starting to talk about this? Why did you make that statement? Because we've been telling you all along that this fucking ain't the goddamn, this is not a republic that we bargained for. They, through fucking in violation of the law as criminals, removed the republic and replaced it with a corporation. And now they're telling you that corporate, and we showed it to you. Title 28, definition 15, read it. It says the United States is a corporation. So I guess the United States doesn't have to recognize the Bill of Rights is what old Napolitano just said, right? But they said, but that king, you know, he had the kind of attitude where he didn't have to recognize the people as nothing more than his fucking subjects and their property as his property. And he even sent his baddest ass soldiers, the baddest ass army on planet Earth here to enforce it. And he got his ass blown off. Oh, he didn't. He was sitting over there in fucking England like these son of a bitches. When this shit breaks out, they plan to be sitting in another place. But we're not going to kill each other for you. The 75%, we are not going to kill each other for you. We are going to fucking kill you. And once we shot you out of this country, we're coming after you internationally, motherfuckers. We will have control of our nuclear arsenal. They will turn your asses over and turn our wealth back over to us. You better pray that there ain't somebody like me sitting there with that fucking finger on that button, because you think I won't push that son of a bitch. You're clear out of your mind. Anyway. Go ahead.
I was in Washington, D.C., right there in front of the Capitol. Ron Paul thing holding a sign, and the cop came up and said, you can't hold that sign up. And I'm standing under this huge building. It's got, I mean, in 4-foot letters, it says Congress shall make no law, you know, respecting the first article anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed to it and I said, what does that say? And he said, I'm not Congress. I'm city of Washington, D.C.
above the Congress, evidently. See, he was a part of a corporate operation, and this corporation has declared the capture of the fucking our nation, people, and us as war booty.
Only Congress can make no law, but anybody else, any city or whatever kind of government was its, you know, I think what he was leading at, and that's what I took away from it. But
that's where that 10th Amendment steps in. And so, yeah, what's prohibited to, but in the first place, Washington, D.C., you're right. I mean, he was standing on in a military base that the Ninth Article would not allow to be here. Washington, D.C. is a violation of the Ninth Article. You cannot bring the Admiralty onto the land here. That's what that Ninth Article said.
Dumbass Ron Paul's son, I'm talking to him about, he's talking about his state's rights, they can do what they want and all that. And I said, read the 10th Amendment. So he read it. I said, no, read it slowly, word by word. And he came up to that part where it says, nor prohibited by it. Boy, he just stopped and he,
uh-huh.
You know, he still couldn't admit anything, but
uh-huh.
He had that pause and that look on his face, like.
Have him call Henry into the show. Let Henry have a little talk with him.
No.
Why not? I mean, if he's so goddamn patriotic, let him talk with Henry for a little bit.
He don't say he's patriotic, but anyway.
Well, what is he?
Rich.
What the hell is he?
He's rich.
They're
all rich. You know, when I first started doing the law, I found out that from a certain level down, like, because I started in like the county courts, and I went clear to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, on a Title 28 question, just do you have this authority? And I had the green card for my I know, certified mailing for my appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I wrote the appeal and I sent it in, and I had it right there with the goddamn clerk's signature on it. And I'm waiting, and nothing comes. And I call them, and the 120 days go past. I go, you guys just defaulted. Because they're supposed to be operating even in the admiralty under the federal rules of civil procedure. Oh, and then they said, we never got any appeal from you. I go, I got the green card. I fucking went over to the fax and I copied it and I faxed a copy of it to them. You know what their answer was? We didn't get it. That's it. So that's when I understood plain and clear. There's only one way this fucking shit ends. They are telling us right now, we do not recognize your fucking rights. You are a fucking corporate subject. You are a fucking slave. You're right back where you were in 1775. And the answer for 1775 is what is the answer for today. And that's what's going to happen. Go ahead.
They had the sign for it. They had the fucking sign for it. What do you mean they didn't get it? They had the sign for it.
Yeah, I had the clerk's signature on it. I faxed him a copy of it, and I said, "Did you get that?" We didn't get it. We didn't get your thing. Yeah, then how in the fuck did I get the green card with your goddamn signature on it?
Yeah,
they didn't have no. I found out when I did the law. You know, I did this mandamus for education, just to show you guys what happened and how fucking that the only way that this ends is fucking with a fight. That's the bottom line. You're gonna fight to be free, or you're gonna be fucking a slave. That's all there is to it. Just like them guys at Lexington Green.
If you showed up and they had that green card and you said you didn't receive it, you'd be in jail.
I understood quite clearly. It's just you can't file an appeal because what they were doing is they were invoking their status as Star Chamber courts. They were there to protect the corporate aristocracy, and it don't matter if they got to tell you to fuck off.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know, but it's always like what you say, man. There's no law for them. The law is only for us.
No,
for
that's where I was getting at before, though, Dion. There is no law to protect us from them. But then again, there's no law to protect them from there's no law for to protect us from them. So in turn, because they have violated the fucking Bill of Rights and removed our and tried to take authority over us with goddamn force, there is no law to protect them from us. We can take this like they tell us to shove our common law. We tell them to shove your fucking admiralty law, and we're going to put you in the sea where you're fucking at with your admiralty law where you belong. Hey, we're in the same spot that they were back in 1775. There's no two ways about it, guys. And maybe it's going to take what it took then for them coming to take our fucking guns. And them people back there, they understood. They let go of them guns. They fucking were subjugated. They might as well never left fucking England. They were just fucking dirt beneath the king's feet. And when you're a subject, you own nothing. It's just like your 401k. You are a corporate subject of a corporate aristocracy by definition of the English language and logic. Anyways, guys, that's enough for me. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another session from the trenchesworldreport.com at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, man, make people realize it's just like when you, made him read the rest of the 10th Amendment or prohibited by it. I mean, this isn't rocket science, and it's always been there. And how in the hell could they be having the discussions they're having But because the people are pushing back at this point, and not bring that and not bring it all up there, and just why isn't Judge Napolitano there explaining the Ninth Amendment, or what they're calling the Ninth Amendment, our Ninth Article, that says absolutely that you cannot have any such power, and then the Tenth Article with these all these states making all these infringements on our Second Article. I mean, that's blatant a violation. Is that fucking law? I mean, that's what I ask. Is this law? It was ratified by the several states. Is this law? Well, yeah, it's law. Then how in the fuck can they're breaking the law then, right? Well, yes. Yes, they fucking are. And the only way this law is ever going to be enforced is if we do it. And if we don't do it, we're slaves, our children to be slaves. And I hate to think about what's going to happen to our grandchildren. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!